You know, last summer when the voters in the UK voted 52-48% to leave the European Union, we pointed out that nothing happens until Article 50 is invoked. Well, guess what? Prime Minister Theresa May has invoked Article 50 this weekend. And as a result, we now enter a 2-year period of negotiation for the United Kingdom from the European Union. And there are a number of possible outcomes that one could conjure up on this, but there are 4 in particular that are worth noting. One of them is a problem for Theresa May, because maybe the biggest catalyst of all that drove the vote to leave the European Union was EU immigration. And when you look at the breakdown of voters in the UK, it's pretty dramatic. Now, they refer to this problem, and it is a problem for the UK, because if it was not a problem, they would not have voted to leave the European Union. It's obviously a problem. Many of you saw the videos of the individuals trying to commandeer the trucks before they went through the tunnel from France to the UK, which they call the tunnel. And there was a really, really big backlash in the UK against the behavior of the would-be immigrants in terms of the truckers and the drivers, and in some cases the violence that went on near the departure point from France into the UK through the so-called tunnel a while back. It made a lot of people in Great Britain uncomfortable, shall we say. Actually, that's putting it mildly. As a result, when the votes were counted in the Brexit plebiscite last summer, there were close to 60% of those who voted to stay in the European Union. And you really need to appreciate these figures. They're dramatic. Of the people who voted to remain in the European Union, close to 60% of that group favored no free movement. And free movement is the expression that is used to describe the movement of citizens of European Union countries from one country to another. Close to 60% against no free movement in the group that voted to stay in the EU. Now, as for the winning group, the group that voted to leave the EU, over 80%, over 80% of that group favored no free movement. So this is clearly the catalyst that resulted in this election outcome, and now has been acted upon through the invocation of Article 50 by Prime Minister Theresa May. So the outcome of the 4 outcomes, the outcome that allows for free movement of European Union citizens, which basically puts out the welcome mat for anybody in any of the EU countries to come on in, this is a really sticky wicket for citizens of the United Kingdom. They clearly don't want this, right? I gave you the numbers. They're overwhelming numbers. Way, way above 50%. So I think it's going to be really hard. I'm not saying that Theresa May won't try for this, because if you recall, Theresa May was a lukewarm Remainer before the vote. I mean, she was on the Remain side, but she certainly was no zealot about remaining. And she quickly jumped over to the Leave side when the votes were counted. And she has now fulfilled her pledge to the citizens of the UK to invoke Article 50, which gets the two-year negotiation started. But if you just look at it from the standpoint of UK trade, well, from that standpoint, it would be helpful to Great Britain. There are others in the category known as a single market member. Single market members receive tariff-free trading rights with the other EU nations. But they also grant free movement. That's going to be the spanner in the works, I think. But there are countries that are single market members. Norway is one. Iceland is another. And they enjoy free movement of their products with other EU countries. And they are also free to negotiate their own free trade agreements in countries that are not members of the European Union. But I think that that free movement of people item is going to be a really, really tough one for Theresa May to sell, if she wishes to try to sell it, to citizens of the UK. So keep an eye on that one, because on the one hand, it's good for UK trade, but on the other hand, is it politically palatable after all this has happened? That's a real question. But if they don't do the single market membership, what else can they do? I think the most likely thing they would do would be a free trade agreement. And a free trade agreement with the EU would mean they'd still get tariff-free trade with the member nations. No more. Tariff-free trade would be out the door, and also there would be no free movement of citizens of the European Union countries into the UK. So Great Britain, under a free trade agreement, would retain a lot of its sovereignty, and sovereignty has been a big issue in this whole Brexit thing. No free movement of EU citizens into the UK, and they would have the ability to negotiate free trade agreements with other countries. However, there would still be tariffs, and it could take years to negotiate the tariffs. For example, the European Union started talking with Canada in 2009 about developing an agreement. They just finished it. It took 7 years. So this is complicated, but it would involve some tariffs for the UK, no free movement. Other things could happen as well, but I think those are the two most probable at this point, and we'll keep an eye on it because it could change over time. Jim is on the line in Naperville. Jim, it's your turn.
Hello, Bob. Yes, I was listening to your program here earlier. You mentioned the border tax, and I was wondering if it would be worthwhile mentioning that part of the reason for the border tax is to offset the high labor costs in the U.S. with the low labor costs in some of the foreign countries.
Well, that might be a psychological point. Fact of the matter is that if they put a 20% levy on imported products, Americans who buy imported products are going to pay for it. That's the way it's going to work. They talk about dollar appreciation making up for it, but of course if the dollar were to appreciate 20%, that would slam our export account, which would not be good for jobs that are dependent on exported products. Bottom line in all of this is, if they put a 20%, and we don't know that they'll do this, this is highly controversial, all kinds of intra-party discussion on this and a lot of negativity on this, But the fact is, if they put a 20% tax on imports, and if Americans continue to buy imported products, the price of imported products has to go up, because there isn't enough room on a lot of those products to allow the manufacturer, the importer, if you will, to take the hit. It's too big. 20% is too much. The other side of this is where the money comes from. Most of the money that is used to cut taxes comes from the border tax revenue.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. So in other words, it doesn't really matter if you phrase it the way you phrased it. It doesn't really matter, because it's still a 20% hit on imported products.